Revelation 1:10, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamos, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were like wool and white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. He basically fell out under the anointing there. But he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the eyes of Hades. And I have the keys of Hades and of death. Write the things which you have seen. Now I want to emphasize this. I want you to see this. Write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after this. So write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place. So really, this was discerning of spirits, because he was seen into the spirit realm. He was seeing Jesus. First, Jesus was behind them. Then he turned around. He saw him face to face. So that's discerning of spirits. But also, it's a word of knowledge, because he says, write the things you're seeing now. And a word of knowledge is in the now or in the past, seeing those things. And then also a word of wisdom, because he said also what you will see in the future, basically. So there's three gifts of the Spirit operating through John at this time. Okay? Praise the Lord. I know your work. Actually, let's go to verse 1. To the angel of the church of Ephesus write. Now that word angel, it could also mean pastor. Now, Paul wasn't writing to, or John wasn't writing to angels to give the message to the church. He was actually getting the message and was to deliver it himself. So you could interpret that as to the pastor of the church of Ephesus, right? And actually, you can look that up. It says angel, but it also says pastor in there. These things says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand. Now, let's go on down. Verse 7. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Now, the Lord doesn't always come to us in a vision, right? He doesn't always give us things that way. John, he came to John in that vision, but he was to give that to the pastors of these seven churches, and there were crucial things there. Well, your pastor is coming to you every Sunday and every Wednesday, giving you the Word of God. That they may not have had a revelation of discerning of spirits or a word of knowledge, but God is giving it to them. And really, they're getting in the spirit in that they are looking to their spirit. They're turning inward in their spirit. So one definition of in the spirit would be just turning inward and being more conscious and aware of the Holy Spirit within than you are things around you. A lot of people think that, well, I can go out and I can sin, I can go to the bars, and I can do this. Then I'll get home, I'll get the Spirit. You know, I'll start praying. So they zip down and get in their little bubble of in the Spirit, and they zip it back up. And all of a sudden they're in the Spirit. Well, that's not what we're talking about. Okay. Yeah, that's just carnality. Not being aware of blind spots and sin in your life, and that's not God's best. Amen. But you can repent, and yes, you can get right into the Spirit in that fashion. But being in the Spirit is just basically turning inward to your spirit. So when we sang that song, I cast my cares upon you, for you care for me, we're turning inward. We're looking to God. Whatever trials that you've been through, just like yesterday, not yesterday but Friday, when we were on the tarmac for 45 minutes. And I had already commissioned my angels to get us there in time. And I was using my faith, and under my breath, sitting on that plane, I said, "Angels, get this plane to that tarmac in Jesus' name." And we're walking in. Well, anyway, to make a long story a little bit shorter, we finally got there and just missed our plane. And we were using our faith. And this happened last week. We were there for 5 extra hours and didn't get home and got in bed about 2 o'clock, and then got up and ministered in the service. Then we had a visitation because one of our elderly people went to be with the Lord, and then we were going to have a funeral on top of that. You know, so we didn't want to get to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning. So I wasn't happy. And I said to the Lord, and I'm a generally pretty happy person, you understand, but you can get on my bad side, and then I have to, you know, I got to get in love, praise the Lord. But I'm generally, you know, a happy person. I got to stir myself up just like you do. Amen. But so I said, "Lord, I'm learning just to be real with God." He knows it anyway. He knows your heart. I'm like, "Lord, I'm upset about this. I mean, I told my staff to be on top of it. I'm on top of it, that we are going to get on this plane on time. We are on top of it. We know our authority." I wasn't accusing him, but I think it was borderline. And I said, "Lord, I'm. It's the angel's fault." No, I didn't say that. I said, "Lord, I know it's not on your side." And then it just rose up inside of me, just simple wisdom. "You should have got the later flight. They had a longer layover." I'm like, "Oh, okay." Well, so I told Teresa, tell Ann, not to, you know, because she's like going to be on top of it. And speak of my faith, Pastor, and we're on top of it. You're going to get on there, that plane on time. You know, look, these things can strip your faith if you let them. Just the little foxes can get in there. They were becoming skilled in things, all right? So anyway, and I just turned to Teresa and said, "Well, just we stir up the joy, don't we?" And we sat there for 4 hours, praise the Lord. And then finally got here, but we rested well Friday night and had wonderful time on Saturday. All right, so in the Spirit. But John was in the Spirit in that he actually was, it was discerning of spirits. And Dad Hagin talks about that when Jesus came and talked to him and gave him revelation of many of the books that we have today. It's in line with the scriptures, but the things that are so crucial about psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs will be lost. And you know, being filled with the Holy Ghost is the message that we've got to emphasize, and psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Just and the message of faith, and Jesus taught him about demons and devils, and he taught him how to use about the authority of the believer. Amen. Just so many things that Dad Hagin taught us. Well, this Jesus was giving John revelation of what these churches needed. He was giving them crucial revelation. So whether it comes through the discerning of spirits, it came from Jesus at one point, one time, right? I remember I was in a church years ago. Actually, Teresa was with me in New Mexico, good friends of ours, pastors, and we were just going to be doing a healing service. We'd already preached one night. We were going to be doing a morning service, and then I was going to be doing an evening service as well. But in that morning service, I was ready to just minister on healing, and I was giving different healing illustrations and what have you. So actually, I did that morning. It was in the evening that I need to talk about. So we got to the evening service. We had a wonderful morning service. Got to the evening service. And I went to my text, but I never got there. I went into the Spirit. And I can't make this happen. But when I went into the Spirit, I began to prophesy. And God started coming on me years ago, even as a young girl, and even my grandmother and my great-grandmother and the heritage that I have along that line. I mean, grandma at the house would just begin to prophesy. I mean, it didn't matter what was going on. I had a friend over, you know, maybe they were living carnal. I probably was too when I was younger, you know. And grandma comes in there, "Shandalamahandalamakaya," because the Holy Ghost got on her. And she got in the Spirit. She began to prophesy. And my friend's like, "What in the world is that?" And I said, "Shut up. Reverence. Shut up." You know? And grandma lived with us. And grandma used to pull me in the bedroom and share with me things. And she say, see all these notes here, I get songs at night. And she was teaching me before I ever read a Brother Hagin book about psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And I would read the scriptures. And what had, my grandfather was a pastor, and he actually stood in the office of a prophet and ministered to many ministers in his life. So, or ministry, I would say, and also pastored different churches. Then my great-grandmother traveled in as an evangelist, healing ministry, but I'm sure there was prophetic there as well. She had a lot of miracles taking place in her life and ministry. But I was at that church in New Mexico, and I went into the Spirit, and I began to prophesy, and I began to pray in the Spirit, and I started seeing the revival that would come. And I believe at the time it was coming from California into New Mexico. And and I won't go into all of that and even name different names that would affect and so on and so forth. And like I said, I can't make those things up. I didn't get up that morning, okay, let's study on the revival that's going to happen from California to... I had no intention of doing that or going there. So there were some things that I said that were words of knowledge. There were some things that I said that were words of wisdom that would come to pass and what God wanted to do in that area and so on and so forth. And I was seeing things in my spirit. Now, when I see things in the spirit, I've never seen Jesus face to face per se, but I see him in my spirit many times. And I know that Dr. Dufresne had this as well. Many times just in the praise and worship service, I will see Jesus and I'll see what he's wearing up there. Dr. Dufresne used to talk about that. I'll see in a white robe. Sometimes I see in a purple robe. Sometimes I see just different colors and what have you. But as far as if it were just me and this precious lady here face to face, it's not like that, but it's in the spirit, and I see the image in my spirit. And I guess Dad Hagin used to say that's a mini vision, M-I-N-I vision. But it's a form of in the spirit, but, you know, I just take it however it's as God wills. It's not something, okay, God, I need to see the entire form and I need this. No, I just take what he gives me. And I just prepare myself in the word. My husband always said, honey, these gifts are strong in you, so be strong in the word. Be strong in the word. You know, make sure you have something to say. And I remember, okay, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Excuse me, I'm just talking to God. See, when I start to go in this direction, I can't get off on tangents like I would normally be able to at times because I'm going into the Spirit. And I saw myself ministering in a way that I don't always minister, but it's within the higher office on my life that many times on the road, God wants, that God would have Pastor Jay and I operate in much more. And sometimes in my head, I will argue a little bit with the Lord, well, I need to teach a lesson. Yeah, I need to preach a lesson. But what he said to me is they've got plenty of word. And, you know, you just have Pastor Ike and you got your pastor. I mean, you get plenty of word. You understand? And I've tried to give you some background here. But there's some things that the Spirit of God wants to say to this church. And I just want to be obedient to do that. And I'm not, it's not about me. It's about helping people. And therefore, you know, when I was just a young girl, I was only 18 years old. I was in a service under my pastor, Pastor Dennis Slavens. Yes, thank you. Again, you started to get in the spirit in some of these things. Just giving you a little bit of background. And we were in the service there, and I had a tongue. I was just fresh out, I think, between first and year. It could have been afterwards. I was just fresh out of Rhema, and I was a youth minister at the time. We were meeting at a school because they were in between buildings. I remember that. And so the Spirit of God was moving in the service. And it was like a wine bottle that just burst. And I sounded just like Grandma, you know. It just came out that way. And, you know, everybody got reverence because they learned, you know, you don't talk and you just reverence. And then Pastor Dennis interpreted it. But I remember him saying, Pastor Debbie, there's an anointing on you. And at that time, and I remember years later, we began to work in the healing school under Kenneth Hagin Ministries and to teach and minister. We worked as prayer group leaders and taught on prayer and trained different groups. We did that for some years, but we also worked on the prayer phones, prayed for people all over the country. Agreement in prayer. We weren't their counselors because we weren't their pastors, you understand. But then we also worked in the healing school. So we're going to be quiet and do what God wants us to do. No more background. Okay? I want all the children of Pastor Debbie to come up here if you would. Hallelujah. So why don't you just stand up and just lift your hands to the Lord? Would it be okay to just be obedient to the Lord? Because if we're not, I may just give you a scripture and let you read it out loud, and then we'll go home, okay? Because otherwise, I wouldn't have much for you. Ha, 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 ha. And I want you to come up, Tiffany. I want all those who live in the house with. Yeah, there you go. There you go. And I've been seeing things, Regina, about you, the leadership roles that you play and the anointing that's on your life and how that will become stronger. And as those in this church, because you honor your mom and your dad, and as those in this church will honor you, they'll see more start to come out of you. Patushta. Yeah, Father, I just want to make sure that's not my own mind. Perakute. And there's a man coming into your life, and he will be somebody that will be tremendously helpful. So be ready and be prepared for that. And he'll help the gift in you. He will help it. So prepare yourself for that because he's coming. Amen? Amen. Do you receive that? And then I'm also kushede isaka, ipando ushekita. Yeah, and I want you to get her back up. Now, I argue with the Lord a little bit about this because you go doing this and people think that you're, you know, but I'm just a vessel that God works through. But I heard this in my spirit, double. Yes, and I do see that, Father. So there's coming a time when you'll have to even stand in that stronger office. There will be times you will go in and out of that. But, you know, in pastoring, you have to teach the word and give the word. But there are times when you'll go in that upper office and you'll need to minister by revelation of the Spirit. Do you understand that? You understand that? Amen. Oh, a precious heart. A precious heart to give and to help and to be a blessing. And be blessed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Be blessed. Oh, yeah. What is that, Lord? What is that? Ha, 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 ha. He. No insecurity. No insecurity. No, you don't have to yield to that because there's a boldness as of a lion that comes out of you as you yield to the Spirit of God. And change is coming, and they'll say, wow, what happened to her? It's because you yield to that boldness. Now, that's not to just necessarily be yielded to when you're just talking to somebody in general, but we're talking about that anointing, even that ministry anointing that comes on you and boldness, and you'll see change in your life. Amen? Does that confirm anything in your spirit? So precious, so precious. You'll have to hold it up to my mouth. So precious. By the way, I like your jacket. And don't get me out of spirit here, okay? Yeah. Hallelujah. So precious. That sweet demeanor that you have, don't ever lose that. Just, as a matter of fact, grow in that because that will help you. And you don't have to be like the other guys. Now, I've not talked to you a lot. I don't really know you very well, other than, you know, I love you all and I see you and I give you hugs. But I'm saying, by the Spirit of God, don't lose that sweet demeanor, but just nourish it, cherish it, and it will take you far into the things of God and what I have for you in the future. Yeah, and keep yourself unspoiled from the things of this world. You'll have temptations to go out and try things, but avoid that ahead of time. Make a choice and a decision. I don't want to look like the world. I don't want to be like the world. I just want what Jesus wants. And surely your life will flow with an ease that you would not have had before, because you chose the better way. Anointing that's been ministered to your hands. But you will have to nourish that, and that's why you're under a pastor. Ha 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 ha. Oh, I just like to have fun. I just like to have fun, and that's all right. God wants you to have fun. But just remember, look to Him. And grow in Him, and life will be so much more joyful for you. Lay down the things that would concern you about your future and say, Father, I'm just going to have fun in You. I'm just going to grow in You. And oh, what a joy. And just dance and yield. Just even in your bedroom, just dance and yield and say, Father, You're so much fun. And surely the anointing will grow on you and it will become very strong. Working in you too. So give your all to Him and flow in that anointing that you know. You'll grow. You'll be a great blessing in whatever your pastor says, but I see youth ministry on you. And you'll be a great blessing to the youth group. Follow what your spirit, what the pastor has in her spirit. But I see how you'll be a tremendous help. And God will take you and progress you on. Amen. Adaramasoko. Edelebresto, Tiffany, Yeketo. Ema soko uje edelebret ndokota. Yeah, your man's coming too. You don't have to do it. He'll bring it to pass. And he'll be the right one. But there's always, Pakundo. There's always a counterfeit ahead of time. Understand that. And don't go for the dud. Ha, 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 ha. Don't go for the wrong one, but go for the right. And he will even seem right. He will even seem like an angel of light in some respects. But no, he's not the one. But the one that is coming, you'll know it by the inner witness. Ha, 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 ha. And he will be a great blessing to you in your life. And your love will be great. But keep me first. And let me bring this to pass. Ha, ha, ha. And there are some things in the natural that you'll have to open up to. You know, like going out on a date with him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll get her back up, because I heard that same thing double.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, you can play a little bit of that in the background. Yeah, Poro Sagate Ishtika. Ora Sagate Rebretoko. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, my life, all I ever want to do is please you. All I ever want to do is please you. Edere moko ke shoko tere bret ndokuta. Edere brek tere shoko tere bret ndekatara basiki. Pastor Debbie, I humble myself in this. Do you mind if I minister to you? Edere bret sokuta. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands to Him. Just pray in the Spirit. And then amasiki edebretoko. Edebretoko te die shakava. Edebretokota. As I was saying, there was a time I was in, you can be seated. I was in the School of the Bible at Rhema Bible Church. We were involved with the young married class there, and we were traveling on the road, but going in and out, and we were also involved at the Healing School at Kenneth Hagin Ministries, you know, teaching, ministering there. But the Spirit of God came on me, in a way, in that class. The names were Joe and Amy Dunnick, and they were good friends of ours, and they taught the class, so they knew that I wasn't a flake or anything. But the Spirit of God came on me. And at the end of it just the Holy Ghost broke out in that service. And during that time, Brother Joe said, Debbie, do you have anything? And I don't think anybody had ever asked me that. I said, yes, I do. So I came forward. Now, I had played guitar in my own prayer closet and piano and that, and just sang psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. You know, my grandmother, like I said, she operated in that. My grandfather operated in that. I didn't have a lot of teaching on it. I didn't quite understand that it was a ministry anointing. Now, there's simple prophecy that comes on us that we all should operate in, and just psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs on a daily. And if you're given to singing, sing them out. If you're given to just psalming them, you know, just say them out. And it's simple prophecy to comfort, exhortation, you know. Edification. But there was a ministry anointing that was progressing on my life as a young girl, and as I was increasing there in that progression. And at this time I was in my 20s, I guess, and I stepped out and I just began to sing in the Spirit. Now, I'm not trying to be an opera star or, you know, the latest modern singer or anything like that, because sometimes we get off in the church when we're trying to sound like the world. I tell our team, just learn to harmonize and sing, but yield to the Spirit of God, and then, you know, put the dynamics in there at a later time when you have all that down. Yield first. Yeah. You know, trying to sound like, you know, Hosanna music and all that, and then they're not yielding to the Spirit, right? Yeah, so that's what we tell them to do. So I wasn't getting up there trying to sound like Hosanna. And, you know, I just sang out in the Spirit. And I remember I was calling things out in the Spirit. And I noticed over a progression of years that God would use me. Now, I didn't have anybody come forth, I don't believe at that time, to actually minister to them by the laying out of hands, because it was a progression I was learning. But over the years, as I got into the Spirit, I noticed that I would begin to call out healings, sometimes words of knowledge, words of wisdom, would be involved with that. So it was different than just a simple prophecy, but it was prophecy with revelation, you understand? And so I noticed that happening, and I would yield to that. I would have rather just sang it by the, you know, sang out by the Spirit in the service than I would teach and preach the word, so to speak, you know, sing out the word. but God dealt with me, you know, you have an anointing to teach, preach the word. So you need to yield yourself to that, and then I'll confirm it. But then also he dealt with me, when that anointing comes on you, you need to step out. And sometimes as ministers, we can override the anointing when we don't do that. And so my ministry is different than some people. And for the longest time, I thought I had to be like my husband, Jay Eberle. And I just began to tell him, I didn't come out of the womb, Jay Eberle. God didn't make me like you. But he, like Pastor Nancy has said about Dr. Dufresne, he's my Bible school. He's been, you know, he's my best friend, other than Jesus, of course. But he's taught me much, and he's taught me to emphasize the word, even as Pastor Nancy has taught me to emphasize the word, so that we don't get off and get flaky or get mental and that type of thing. So these different progressions would start to come on me, and probably, okay, Lord, okay. So let's just lift our hands. Why don't you stand back up? Paratushta. Give me some water there, Teresa. Yeah. And then Amasto. Yeah, just play a little bit there in the background. And then Amasukute Ishukuta. So I was meditating on renewing your mind with the Word of God, developing your spirit. Because, and then also a place of rest for this church. And that's the message I believe that God has for this church for this time, through this servant, this minister, is renew your mind, emphasize renewing your mind with the Word of God, emphasize developing your spirit, and then resting in faith. Renew your mind. But go ahead and be seated, and I'll go to the scripture. If I can, I'll go to it. In Philippians 1, Paul said, be of the same mind many times in the scriptures. And that ought to be a signal of what? That we ought to be of the same mind, right? But what does that mean? Be of the same mind. Well, it says there in Philippians 4, we'll start there. Therefore, my beloved, and longed for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved. So he's teaching you how to stand. He's teaching you how to walk in faith. He's teaching you how to overcome in your daily life. I implore you, Dia, and I implore Syntyche, to be of the same mind in the Lord. What does that mean? Well, it means to have a mindset. It means to basically renew the mind, and if we to exercise the mind, i.e. entertain or have a sentiment or opinion. In other words, be of the same opinion as God's word. We got to renew our mind. But he's saying, look, church, be of the same mind with your pastor and what I am giving to your pastor. Just like John got that message from Jesus and then he gave it to those seven churches. That was vital for them, and they needed that message. They needed to hear what he had to say. And the Lord's saying to you, be of the same mind with your pastor. A mind that's renewed with the Word of God. And what does he do? He explains what that is. Rejoice in the Lord always. So be of the same mind that rejoice. Dance in the Holy Ghost. Get happy. Stay in joy and peace. That's part renewing your mind. And that word renew means to renovate. And if we were to come in here and say, we're going to renovate this room next week, and then we come back, nothing happens. Well, that wasn't a renovation. Renovation is when we take something out and change it out with something new. So you come back next week, and the carpet's out, and it's changed with new. That's a renovation, right? And so we've got to It's the law of displacement, where we're changing out what's in our mind with God's word. Now, the heart is developed. Inherent in your heart are all the tools that you need. Just like you go into a home and you see the coffee maker and you see the bed and you see, you know, the refrigerator. What do? You go in that home and you utilize. So when it said in Galatians to walk in the Spirit, and then it talks about the fruit of the Spirit or the fruit of the human spirit, of the fruit of the human spirit by the Holy Spirit in your heart, like love and joy. These are things in your heart, in your spirit man. And it comes from the Spirit of Christ within you. So inherent in you are all the tools that you need. They're seeds, but they grow. In your mind, it's stamped. In your spirit, it grows. And you can lose these things in your mind. Your spirit can get weak because you can get other things in it. And basically, it inhibits the grace of God within you. The grace is there, but it's inhibiting it. Or things aren't progressing because you're not growing in that grace. Like the mustard tree needed to grow, you know. Faith grows as we use it. So renew your mind and develop your heart. They're not the same thing, but they work the same way, all through faith. We renew our mind when we use our faith to rejoice. We renew our mind when we use our faith to, go on down to verse 6, be anxious for nothing. When we choose not to be anxious, just like I chose, I was getting upset, I'll be honest with you, on Friday night, because like I've had enough of this, sitting around for 4 hours at the airport. And then if you've been there and done that, you know, and Chinese propaganda all around us, put on your mask and social distance, you know, you're leaving the plane, get off the lap of the person, now social distance, okay? Okay. And I just, you know, and then they're talking about oxygen mask. And I said to the lady, yeah, could I have one? Praise the Lord. Yeah. Chinese propaganda. All right. If you're Chinese in here, don't take it personally. Praise the Lord. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. So that renewing your mind by giving thanks. That's using your faith. You're talking about what God is doing in your life. You're thanking Him for it. And the peace of God which surpasses all understanding. Yeah, you got to stir up the peace. That's renewing your mind, but you got to do something. Peace is in there. You got to, you know, do something with it. And then it grows. Yeah, it develops in your spirit. Remember? And then it changes out the stress in your mind. You're thinking on stressful, you know, I'm stressed out. Yeah, it changes out that to a peaceful mind. It anchors peace in your mind, but it grows in your spirit. Yeah, so guard your hearts. And then it says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. Yes, Lord, I see that now. I see that. This is the route he wanted me to go. I was, I'm able to do this. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we are going to go to another scripture here. We're telling you what the Lord is saying to this church at this time. Amen. Through me. Hebrews 4. Well, actually, we went to, go to Philippians 3:7. Philippians 3:7. So just back up a little bit. Okay. Philippians 3, let's start out in verse 15, 3:15. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, and here we go again, have this mind. In other words, renew your mind to this. If anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, or that means code of faith, basically, the same code. Let us be of the same what? Mind. He says it twice in one scripture. I think he wants us to get this. And then he turns around and says it again there in 4:1, or actually 4:2. So he's saying this over and over. What is he wanting us to renew our mind to? Well, back up there to verse 7. What things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the knowledge of all things. So we know we start out with the knowledge of God's word, but we need specific knowledge for this time, this era, this day. We need manna from heaven for this day. And this is something that Paul is emphasizing in the scripture, and I believe that God would have me to minister and emphasize today. And in verse 9, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. So what he's wanting us to do, and then he talks about pressing forward, becoming perfected in him, which is just wholehearted, you understand, pressing on. He wants us reaching forward to those things which are ahead, you know, and forgetting those things which are behind. He wants us to forget our past. Renew your mind to that word. Stop looking back at the past. Stop looking back at the wrong things that your parents and those who were guardians in your life taught you. And start looking to what is being emphasized in God's word and start allowing God to resurrect things in your life. Now, there's resurrection power, but as Keith Moore says it, if I can find where he says that, resurrection only comes after death. But Paul said, I die daily. And is, in other words, is talking about the flesh. We will walk in resurrection life in this life. So it's just not in the afterlife. In progressive stages, from faith to faith, grace to grace, glory to glory. And I wrote this down as a note. We resurrect dead things or things that are not working on in our bodies through speaking resurrection life. Life is in the power of our tongue. We need to resurrect some things in our lives through speaking faith-filled words. So we need to renew our mind to that. See, this, what is the Lord saying? Renew your mind, develop your heart, and then I have rest for you. Those are the things, that's my message today. There are specific things he told me to do, but that's my message. And it says, attain to the resurrection. Arrive at, come to attain to a thing, to come to a place over against, opposite. Attain to it. Move forward in resurrection life, in this life. Amen. Let the past go. Not that I've already attained or am already perfected, but I press on. Just keep pressing on to what the word says about speaking faith. And let the life of God resurrect his word in your life. Let him resurrect. You dealing with sickness and disease? He will change that. You dealing with oppression in your mind? He will change that through resurrection life. But you've got to renew your mind to that, and to renew your mind to it, what? You got to change out the carpet of your mind. Change it out. Stop talking the things that you used to. Even, you know, it's been 2 days, really held out there, didn't we? But, you know, people deal with pain. There are some areas of my body that I dealt with pain, hey, for weeks and, you know, sometimes years. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm missing it somewhere. So I find out where it is. But I never say healing's not working in me. Never. Or because I'm the healed of the Lord. That's who I am. That's not changing. So people that come to me and say, I don't know why this is working. I haven't received my healing. I'm like, you received your healing 2,000 years ago. Just receive the, you know, let the power work in you. Take hold of it by faith. Believe that you receive it, the truth of it. It's already yours. You just got to say it. You got to walk it out. If you're missing something, ask God where you're missing it, because it's never on his end. It may just be, you know, Pastor Debbie and I were talking about it. It just may just be you just need to do some healthy things. You know, stop eating pizza and french fries every meal, okay? Take some vitamin D3 and K2 and zinc and quercetin, you know, and all that other stuff. And people know me, I take a boatload of vitamins. But, you know, I'm not going to get mental about it. I tell my people this, don't spiritualize vitamins. It's just like eating food. If we need the nutrition, just find out what you need and learn about it and get it. And, you know, sometimes there's a lot of medications out there that just lining the pockets of the pharmacy companies, and it's killing people. But there are good medications out there. And if we find out what they are, well, I mean, you're taking, you know, all this junk. Why don't you take some good stuff? But find out what the Holy Ghost is saying. So renew your mind to that. Amen? That was all free. So let's go to Hebrews. Well, I'll read something while you're going there. In 1 Peter 3:8, finally, all of you be of one mind. What's he want them to be all of one mind for? Having compassion for one another. That's what he wants them to renew their mind to that. Have compassion. Be compassionate when people are dealing with things. When they're dealing with sickness and disease or situations. You know, right now, God dealt with me to start meeting with individuals that have been hit with sickness and disease, or some of them, you know, arthritis conditions and can barely walk. I see them, and it's not, I do my best not to go to pity, compassion. Jesus looked at them with compassion, but they have to receive by their faith. Pity will try to do it for them. Compassion will give it to them because you love them, you care about them, but you empower them to fail when you try to do everything for them. But I meet with people and I talk with them, and just like Dad Hagen used to say, healing school technicians diagnose. That's what he used to call us, healing school technicians, and we would diagnose. So I talk to people. And I have Anne, Sister Anne, she teaches our healing school and sometimes call others in there. And they will watch me, what I say, by the Spirit of God. I'm diagnosing, I'm asking them questions, but I'm seeing what comes out of their mouth. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth leaks. So I'm going to see what's coming out, and I'll know where they need help. Yeah. Yeah, praise the Lord. So they need to renew their mind. Have compassion for one another. Love as brothers. Be tenderhearted. Be courteous. In other words, renew your mind to loving one another. Renew your mind to having compassion. You know, I'm meeting with those people and helping them to get to their manifestation. Telling them, you're already healed. I'm helping them to see it and expect it. But it's the manifestation is God's part, but I'm helping them get there through compassion and just being led by the Spirit. Not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you are called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit, and let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. So renew your mind to that. Don't speak evil about other people. And we all, you know, there was a time I had to repent 2 or 3 times a day on that, but it's less now, praise the Lord. And other people many times don't even pick it up now because it can just be very subtle. But the Lord deals with me, you shouldn't have said that. And other people can get away with things that I can't, all right? So very quickly, let's go to Colossians 3:2. Is this all right? Colossians 3:2. Hallelujah. God is good. So Colossians 3, verse 1, then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind. And it's the same word where Paul is telling them, be all of one mind. Set your mind. It says, set your mindsets on things above. That's what that series is about, changing mindsets, finding understanding. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. And it talks about putting things down. Did you know that when you read God's word and you get light on something, you find out what you need to change? And what you have to do is use your faith to put down sin or lay down sickness. Did you know that before you receive God's healing power working in your life, or before you receive really what's already given to you, receive anything from God, prosperity, whatever, it's already been, it's yours, but you've got to receive it by faith. Did you know that you got to put down poverty, receive prosperity? So use your faith first. You've gotten light from the knowledge of God's word, and now you have understanding of what you need to lay down. So lay it down. And you've got to get further understanding what Jesus said to them in Mark 11:22. Have faith in God, or have the God kind of faith. And what did he say to do? You see, you have to have understanding that now you've laid it down by faith. But what do I do here? Well, I speak to the mountain. So you speak to that sickness. Tell it to go in Jesus' name. Speak to poverty and lack. Speak to the things that the devil is bringing against your life. Just like I had a right to speak to the devil working to keep that plane on the tarmac. But then God reminded me that he had led me to rest in that Friday night, and I should have just taken the later flight. So when he already tells you what your answer is and then you go beyond that, then your authority won't always work like it needs to. You have to be obedient. So it's not, you know, don't get mad at God. Get mad at yourself, but get over it and get full of joy. Amen. Is that a train? Okay. I thought it was somebody saying, hey, I'm a man. All right. Praise the Lord. Somebody getting excited back there. Y'all. All right. I know, dry jokes. It's Father's Day, and my husband and my mom always said, you know, your dad always told dry jokes, and you do too. So anyway, moving right along. They're just jealous. So you got to lay down things. Now, in verse 8, but now you yourselves are to put off all these things. So put it off by faith. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, all these things, anything. Okay, do not lie one to another. This is what he's saying to renew your mind to, since you have put off the old man with his deeds. And put on the new man, who is what? Renewed. That word is called renovation. Renovation, renewed, that's what it means in the Greek, to renovate. In other words, change it out. Change the mindset. So you put on, what do you mean you put on? You put down the old and you put on the new. Now, if somebody goes to a store, like, you know, Tiff, if you go and you go get a new dress, you come home, you're so excited about that dress, you just put it on top of your other one. No? So in this day and age, sometimes I do that, you know? But no, you put off the old. So put it down, but take off the old dress by faith, and then put on the new one. And then it's going to work for you. You know? Yeah. So that's what we have to do. So it's a progressive thing of using the knowledge of God's word, getting understanding that, first of all, you know, God said this is sin in my life. Oh, so I got to lay that sin down. But then you get further revelation. I got to ask him to forgive me, you know? You get further revelation that I've got to take up righteousness because I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Then you get further revelation of, now I just thank God that I'm free. See, it's a progressive thing. It's not just, you know, pull the faith lever and out of the heavenly slot machine comes your answer. It's a progressive thing. Knowledge, understanding, and then the manifold wisdom of God, and it continues to work in your life. Amen. So let's go now to Hebrews 4. So that's how you renew your mind. And at the same time, what are we doing when we renew our mind? We're developing our spirits. We were renewing our minds and developing our spirits, because when you're using your faith to put down sin and to take up righteousness, your spirit is growing. Amen? When you're using your faith for the stirring up the joy of the Lord, you're laying down sadness, and then you take up joy. And what do? Start acting it out. Yeah, change that face. None of us want to see that frown anymore. Amen. We don't want to see that sour pickle look anymore. You look like you've been sucking on lemons and sour pickles and a mix. It's like, give us some laughter and give us something to look at while we're preaching at you. Amen. Thank you. Appreciate that. So are we going to Hebrews? And I think we'll end with this. So what did the Lord say? He wants to give you rest. Hebrews 4. He's so good to us. Hebrews 4. My computer's taking a little while to get there, but, you know, she's coming. Coming along. Hebrews 4, therefore, in verse 1, therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it, or if any of you are lacking anything, is what that means. For indeed, the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. For we who have believed do enter that rest, as he has said, so I swore my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. What does that word rest mean? Abode, a putting to rest, a calming of the winds. Pastor Jay said it this way: in the spirit, a place, a way of doing things, a state, you are living in a place where you are more conscious of God and the victory than the problems around you, or you are looking to and living out of your spirit and living more conscious of the spirit, which is the realm of faith, than you are aware of the natural realm around you. And really, this is a place of rest and peace. That's what he was talking about. It's a place of peace and joy where one rests in a confident expectation of speaking and acting on their faith. Faith is a state of rest, a way of living out of our spirit man, a lifestyle of believing. Remember, we were talking about in the spirit at the beginning, a lifestyle of believing that we receive from the realm of God. A lifestyle of believing that we receive from the realm of God. Not looking at the symptoms, but looking and resting in what we believe we have received from our Father. Amen? So I swore my wrath, they shall not enter my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world, for he has spoken in certain place of the seventh day in this way, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works, and again in this place they shall not enter my rest. Since therefore it remains that some must enter it, and those to whom it was first preached did not enter because of disobedience, again he designates a certain day, saying, and today, after such a long time, as it has been said, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Don't be dull. What's he saying? You need to renew your mind. You need to develop your heart to God's word, and don't harden your heart to this. For if Joshua had given them rest, then he would not afterward have spoken of another day. There remains therefore rest for the people of God. For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works as God did from his. And then we'll end with this last portion of scripture there. 11 through 13, let us therefore be diligent to enter the rest. So the labor is actually getting into the rest. The labor, and it's not a labor like the world's hard labor. It's a labor of becoming skilled, reading the word, meditating in the word. What do we read there in Philippians 4? You know, think on these things. It's a labor of renewing your mind and developing your heart daily, but just in the little things, just using your faith constantly. Be diligent to do that. And then in the major things, you're just able to, and you believe that you receive. It's not a major faith fight. You just flow through it. You have to endure. Don't give in, but you're ready. A runner prepares himself. And it's kind of a grueling process. They have to get up, they have to use their muscles for a while. You know, like me right now, I gotta get to exercising here. Because when I'm running fast at the airport and I realize that my muscles are sore, it tells me, okay, you gotta start working out more. Yeah, that's heavy revelation, right? So a runner has to be skilled in the process, and it's a labor at first. They get up and they got to get up at the break of dawn, you know, and they're eating all this nutrition and, you know, raw eggs and all this stuff and whatever. I mean, that's what Rocky did. So if Rocky did it, good enough for me. I cook my eggs. Okay, moving right along. You get me off. What were we talking about? It was good. Somebody remind me, because I got to
start exercising.
Thank you. Yeah, so a runner, just every day.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. And then finally when the race comes, and they've been skilled, and they're weight training, not just with their legs, but just weight training, endurance training, their whole body, and they're eating right, and they're changing things, and their whole mentality, and they're focused, you know? Because it all, I mean, even the shorts they wear, which are a little too skimpy for me, but, you know, there's a reason. They don't want them to get caught in the wind. They won't, trust me. All right. And then when the race comes, the day of the race, they're smiling. Because they have been ready, they've been preparing, and then they have to run. They have to use their legs, but now they're strengthened. And the rest is just flowing on through what they already know to that flag. Amen? Yeah. So that's the rest of faith. And the Lord's saying, renew your mind, develop your heart, rest in me. When you renew your mind to the things of the Word of God, just in the little things, just get skilled in these things. Don't get lax. And if you miss it, get back up. Come to the church service every single time the doors are open, even the events, because the fellowship matters. Don't look behind you, remember? What are some things we have to renew our mind to? We've got to rejoice in the Lord. Don't be anxious. Remember resurrection life. Resurrecting, laying down the old, taking up the new. Amen? Y'all excited? Thank you for that smile, young lady. Amen. Appreciate it. I'm not going to point you out. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. Helps me preach. Why don't you stand up? I'm going to rest in you. I'm going to lay everything down that I used to look at back then. I'm going to rest in you. I'm going to take up your word and let it become the new. Thank you, Lord, for rest in you. I renew my mind every day. I speak your word and I say it works for me. I stir up the joy. I stir up the peace. Resurrection life is working in me. I'm going to rest in you. In everything I do, I'm going to rest in you. Going to fulfill your plan. You take me through. Over the goalpost, you take me through. Renew my mind, develop my heart, rest in you. And the Lord says, I have a place for this church. I have a place, so be of the same mind. Be in unity about what your pastor is saying about the new place for this church, about the land, about the building, about the things. Be of the same mind and be speaking the same things. And don't just expect her to carry it on her faith. Or, oh, the family, there's a lot of them. They can just carry it. No. You'll miss out. They'll go in and then you'll try to come in and you won't be satisfied. You won't be ready for what I have for that time. Oh, yes, you can repent and get ready, but you'll miss out on much. And others will have taken your place. You can catch up, but make a determination to put your mind on me, renew your mind, develop your heart to the things that I am saying through your pastor, to get ready for this time. Get out of 2020 and come into now, my best. Not the things of the past that have drug you down, but come into the now. Lay down the past and take up the now. And start speaking. We have a building. We have the land. We are prospered. But I need money myself. Well, start speaking that you are blessed and prospered, because that is who you are. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I will rest in you. In an English edere cot anishae. I will rest in you. All that I have is yours. Take it up. Take it up. And rest in me. Now, if you need healing in this room, if you're dealing with symptoms in your body, I would ask you to come up here and I'm going to minister to you. However, they would have you do that in an orderly way. And there's an anointing that the Lord put on my life many years ago, that tangible healing anointing. And it's not prayer for the sick, it's ministering by the anointing of God. It's a transfer of anointing from my hands to you, but you have to receive it by faith. So if you're dealing with symptoms in your body, you can come up and receive from that anointing. And, you know, I'm not trying to get everybody to come up here, just if you have it in your spirit, but if you've already had hands laid on you, we're not asking again. We're not, you know, maybe you've already believed that you've received, but you just have an impression, I just need to go up there and partake of that anointing. That's all right. I learned that you could do that. Amen. Yeah. So, anybody? If not, that's fine. Yeah, that's why I asked, because I have an anointing endowment to minister to bones. And so sometimes the Lord will just lead me to slap that area, not trying to hurt you or anything, okay? In the name of Jesus, we command those knees to be made whole and healed. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for it. Just go your way thanking God you're healed and whole. Amen. How about you, sweetie? What are you dealing with? Your ears? Okay. Now, are you don't have hearing in both ears? Don't have hearing in both? Yeah. I have a ministry along that line. Do you believe that when I minister, you will be made whole? Yes. Yes. say, be whole in Jesus' name.
Come back here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wait. Lift your hand. Can you hear me different than you did before? That's all right. You just tell the truth. Speech impediment in the name of Jesus. You say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Go your way thanking God. Thank God for your healing. You understand? You understand? Amen. Love you, sweetie. Same thing? Can you hear? Can he hear? Okay. That's good to know. That's good to know because that's the other endowment on physiological. Okay. In the name of Jesus, we speak to that physiological brain and command it to be made whole in Jesus' name. We release that voice in Jesus' name. Now, that other young man, come back here. Because that's something that you need to hold it right here. Okay. That's something that I needed to know. In Jesus' name, I speak to that physiological brain and command it to be made whole. Now, this is a miracle, you understand? And there's a miracle endowment for the physiological in my ministry. So we thank God that it's working in these young men. Now, are you their pastor, Pastor Debbie? Okay. So this is what normally God will have me say to the pastor. These are things that many times, now, they can leave and just, it manifests that evening or now, or, but many times it's progressive. Just like the man that he saw as, you know, just the forms of trees. Yeah. And many times the Lord will have me continue to minister to them, but as their pastor, and come here, Pastor Debbie, you lay hands on them often, and you say that physiological brain is healed and whole in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for that progressive miracle manifesting in their lives in the name of Jesus. Amen. God loves you. You guys are good looking. What is it, sweetie?
I have tumors in my head. I have cancer.
Wicked.
In Jesus' name, minister by the anointing of God. Driving out those tumors in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. Now, I'd encourage you, it's just something that we can tweak, and it helps us. It helps our spirit. When you say, I have cancer, really, I could say to you, well, why do I need to minister to you? You're just going to keep your cancer. But if you start thanking God that you're free from cancer, and just say, you know, I'm dealing with symptoms of cancer, but I never took it. Don't take cancer, don't take sickness, don't take disease, don't call it yours. It's not yours, it's the devil's. So call your body healed. I understood what you meant. I'm not trying to be your, you know, Holy Ghost policeman, all right? Don't say that. Yeah. So do you have cancer?
Yes.
Yeah. Do?
I did.
You did?
No, I did.
Did you let it go? Did you lay it down?
Well,
okay, do this. I lay down cancer.
I lay it down.
In Jesus' name.
I lay down cancer.
And I take up health.
And
say, I'm healed.
I am healed.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, don't let that come out of your mouth again. Amen?
Amen.
Do you have cancer?
No.
What do you have? You have health. And it's working in you now. See, we're just mean on the devil, not on you. Amen. Thank you. What are you dealing with, hon?
My throat.
Okay. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. He's healed and whole. Anointing drives out every yoke of bondage. Amen. It went right into you. Go your way thanking God. What are you dealing with, hon?
I stepped on a stone. It was pretty hard.
Stepped on a stone?
And, no, mm-hmm. A stone. And it had like a
steel
on it. And it hurt my heel.
Okay. All right. Can you sit down there and I'll lay hands on your foot? Can you take your shoe off for me? In Jesus' name. Healed and whole. You believe that? Go your way thanking God I'm healed. You just run to your seat saying, hallelujah, I'm healed. You have another one of those? Thank you.
Something going on in my ear. A little challenge for my back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
probably sciatic or something. Yeah. All right. Just lay your hands right there. There you go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lay it right there. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the healing power of God. We thank you, Father. We thank you in Jesus' name. Move your leg. Just do this. Just go your way, thanking God you're healed. Wait. Just lift your hands. Yeah, just move that. Yeah, there's angelic ministry ministering to your leg right now. So just move it again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He's free. No, I don't receive that. He's free. Devil, you shut up. Go your way thanking God you're healed and whole.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Are you sick? What do you have?
Health.
All right.
Praise the Lord.
What are you dealing with?
Circulation in my blood levels.
Circulation in your blood levels. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Clearing those veins out in Jesus' name. Helping those nerves. Clearing those blood vessels. Oxygenating that blood by the power of God. What else did you say?
Circulation.
It's circulation, but what else?
My blood levels.
Yeah. Well, praise the Lord, we covered that. Healed and whole in Jesus' name. What are you dealing with?
A sore throat, cough, sinuses.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And just go your way thanking God you're healed. What are you dealing with?
My back and my hips.
And you know there's some natural things you're going to have to change, right? You're already starting to work on that, right? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we all try, but we got to do it. Yeah, you can do it. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen? You can do it. Just thank Him daily that the Spirit of God within you is helping you. It's not hard. You know, you have to be religious about everything, but, you know, just some changes you need to make. Amen? You willing to do that? In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Which side is your sciatic?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Healed and whole. Are you healed?
I'm healed.
Amen. Amen. Work on the natural things too. Amen. Praise God. Right knee? That's right. Sometimes God would have me do that in Jesus' name. Circulation. Father, we thank you for the power of God working in her now, clearing those veins, helping her in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, I just want you to sit right down there, okay? In Jesus' name. 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 Amen. Are you healed? Amen.
Acid reflux, and I just found out they said my cholesterol
is high. We command that stomach to line up with the Word of God. Call that esophagus healed and whole, and that body is healed and whole in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, what was the other thing other than acid reflux? Yeah. And we call this body healthy and healed. Those veins cleared by the power of God. Thank you, Lord. Oxygen going into those veins, clearing in Jesus' name. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And enlighten her eyes to any natural changes that need to be made there, Father. In Jesus' name. But we call her healed and whole and full of life. In Jesus' name.
Healed and whole. What are you dealing with, hon?
My legs.
Your legs? What did you do to them?
Just hurts to stand up.
Okay. Just lift your hands up in the congregation. Thank God. He's working. There's angelic ministry working on you right now. Yeah, you just thank God. Yeah, you just thank God. It's working in you. You believe that? Okay, go your way, thanking God you're healed. So you laid down the problem and you took up the answer, didn't you? It's working in you now. So go your way, thanking God. Amen? Amen? Don't take it back. Amen. What are you dealing with? Jesus' name. Go your way thanking God that you're healed and you're whole. Amen. You'll sleep better tonight. Just thank God. Every time you think about it, just thank God I'm healed and whole. My joints are healed and whole. Amen. And I don't mean to, but he'll show you even natural things that will help with that as well. Amen. Do you believe that? Okay. But you're healed and you're whole. And be thanking him for that. Amen. Amen. Is that every? Oh, we got some more. Okay. All right. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Have you ever been told that there's a call of God in your life? No? Well, is this your pastor? Well, listen to her. There's just something there.
Pastor? Yes.
Same thing, Pastor Debbie. In the name of Jesus, we call healing and wholeness into this brain, into this body. The endowment on my life ministers to him. Health and wholeness. We command this brain to be made whole. In Jesus' name. You'll begin to start to see changes, but that he needs hands laid on him often. Healed in Jesus' name. Ha, ha, ha. Devil, leave this body in the name of Jesus. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, do you good, just laugh at it. You're healed and whole.
Is it eating correctly?
Eating correctly? Okay. Okay. Minister the anointing to these eyes. This vision would be made whole. These eyes would be made whole in all that affects them. This body would take food and nutrition. We call him healed and whole in Jesus' name. It's turning around for you. Can you thank God that you're healed? Yeah. Thank God that you're healed. You're laying in bed tonight, just thank him that you're healed. Amen. Whole and healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for angelic ministry, ministering to him now. Straightening that out, correcting what needs correcting. In Jesus' name. Go your way thanking God you're healed and whole. He's working in it. Working in it. What are you dealing with?
My left knee.
Your left knee? In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We command it to be made whole and corrected. Now just start moving your knee. Yeah. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You can just run back to your seat thanking God, I'm healed!
I'm healed.
Yes. The never-ending line. What are you dealing with? Okay. In Jesus' name, minister that anointing. What are you doing with sister? Mm-hmm. Okay. You a member here? You a member here? This church?
Yes.
Okay. Has Pastor Debbie ministered to you already?
Yes.
Yes. It's working in you? Yes. Can you hear me? Power of God's working in you? Can you say yes or no or maybe?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. It's working in you.
Thank you for all the healing.
Amen. I'm whole.
I'm whole.
Thank you, Lord. I just run back to my seat saying that. Well, let's just stand up and thank God. Oh, do we have one more? Okay. All right. What are you dealing with?
Chemical balances in the brain.
Okay. Whole and healed in Jesus' name, the endowment on my life working, affecting a healing and a cure. Thank you, Lord. Driving out abnormality, making it whole. What is needed for balance is made in this head, in this brain, in this body. Balance, hormonal balance, chemical balance. And when you're tempted to yield to depression, just begin to thank Him that you're healed and you're whole. And you'll see the changes. You regulate that by what you say with your mouth, the thanksgiving of your mouth. Amen? I want to thank everybody for coming. Let's just lift our hands one more time and give Him glory. Father, thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for working in these lives. Thank you for your compassion. And thank you, Father, we pay heed to renew our minds, develop our hearts, to rest in you, the rest of faith. We give you glory and honor and praise. Father, I ask you to bless this church. Even more so, bless this pastor, bless her family, these pastors. Be blessed! Be blessed! Be blessed! In Jesus' name. I did. I said that with an impartation of Dr. Dufresne. Hallelujah.